Good morning, Rob Hakala and Lisa Zizian with you, and it's that time of the week to check in with our tech guy. David Snell joins us every week at this time from Act Smart IT in Pembroke.
Good morning, David.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Rob.
All right. Good morning, David. Welcome. Here we go. And we've got, well, this is interesting because this is something that's supposed to protect people. But what happens when the thing that's supposed to protect you is hacked?
Exactly. They fall flat on their face. So last Friday, SonicWall was reported they were hit by ransomware, and hackers managed to steal customer data and actually forced all the company's internal systems to shut down. So that's a very critical and a big breach. And the hackers then notified the networking device maker that they stole the source code from the GitLab repository after the breach. So it seems like they've been hit pretty bad. And you're right, Rob, this is a company, SonicWall, that is supposed to be protecting us and the users behind them to keep these things from happening to us.
So what happens now, or what's the extent of the damage? Do we even know that yet?
Well, we don't know that yet. And I do want to mention one thing. When Pam went over this article last night before she posted it, she mentioned to me that this is awfully geeky. So I'm trying not to make it geeky and nerdy, even though I am a geeky nerd, okay?
Okay. Thanks, Pam.
Yeah, she keeps me on my toes. Anyway, the VPN, which is what folks use to securely access the company files, is a product that was actually infiltrated and hacked. So if you're using a VPN, which makes you feel, you should feel super secure using it, you're not so with SonicWall as of today.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are doing that working from home or doing different things, and they're using VPN, right?
Exactly. And that's what we tell them to do. So there are ways to fix this and circumvent this, but the person who set up the SonicWall on the VPN has to know what they're doing. Mm. Some people buy these, plug them in, as we've talked about before, to leave the default password, everything else. You say, okay, go to work. You're protected now.
Yeah.
That's not the case.
I bought it.
I plugged it in, and I can get on the internet, so okay, I'm good now.
But that's not always the case. Yeah, there's more to
that's
it.
That's not... There's a lot more to it to get them set up properly and to actually allow or whitelist the people that are supposed to be getting in to get in and nobody else. And apparently, although that's what SonicWall builds, that's not what they did.
So is it easy enough for, you know, the average person to just set it up properly at home, just taking a few extra minutes? Or do you find that people typically, you know, need some support for this?
Typically, people need support, but, you know, Google is your friend, and Google will take you to YouTube, where there's a bunch of geeks like myself on YouTube with videos as to how to do these things.
Okay. All right.
So it's not like you have to read a manual.
Okay. And we shouldn't throw out the SonicWall. This is fixable on our end?
It's absolutely fixable.
Okay.
And you can make all of these absolutely secure again with just a little bit more work in configuring how these VPNs are supposed to work and not just say, okay, you got it, see you later.
All right. And what has been the response from the company yet, David? Have you heard anything from SonicWall?
I'd like to say that they're upfront with all of this, and we don't even really know how long ago this might have happened, because as we will recall, many of these hacks come to light 6 months after the fact. So we don't know if this showed up last Friday, or if this was when they discovered it and felt they had to report it.
Wow.
Or maybe they discovered it 6 months ago and just decided to report it. We don't know. So the final word hasn't come down. So SonicWall has been a firewall in our industry for years and years, mm-hmm. and adoption of SonicWall has dropped since 2012 when Dell bought the company.
Oh.
That was the first death knell, when Dell went to do something that was not their generic or their forte, which is computer and servers.
Yeah.
They bought a firewall company. They quickly sold it off again in 2016. So there was 4 years of very limited access, support, whatever you want to call it, with Dell and
they were just kind of holding on to it and didn't really do much with it. And then they said, well, let's get rid of it. And then and then you said it was sold to a private equity firm.
A private equity firm. Now, private equity firms in some cases are good. They'll give you an infusion of money. Mm-hmm. But of what we normally see with a private equity firm when they're buying up technology companies. They're just buying them to get the income for that company.
Yeah.
And we don't always see a lot of things getting improved moving forward. There's not a lot of that.
Yeah, not a lot of innovation or growth with the private air. They just kind of hold on to it and, try to, I guess, squeeze some cash out of it.
Who are those SonicWall competitors today?
Oh, there's a bunch of them. The biggest one is Cisco. That's the name that you hear. And they do more than just firewalls. They do switches and everything else. And there's a bunch of, I'd call them smaller companies like Fortinet and Checkpoint that are well above SonicWall but below Cisco's ratings for a firewall.
Okay.
So there are a lot of little companies that are well ahead of what SonicWall used to be, a big company. But today, with the private equity firm purchase, they haven't rebounded well, and they have less than 4% of the global firewall market today. But 4% of a global market is still a pretty big market.
Well, yeah, and it's kind of, for me anyway, it's just that name that I think of when you talk about a firewall. And maybe that's just because of hearing it longer than others. I don't know. But it's good to know that there's other there's competition out there that you can check into, and it's good to know that there's ways you can fix your SonicWall right now so that this is not a hopefully not a problem for you at home.
Yeah, as a geek, the ways to fix this are very easy. So, but I do recommend Googling and YouTube, because if you don't know what you're doing in there, you can make things a little bit worse before making them better. So you just want to follow what's going on with the videos, and you'll be okay.
Just
you'll be
tinker
golden.
Around a little bit.
Oh,
yeah.
Goodness.
Yeah, what's the worst that could happen?
Tune your own car, Rob. Let's go out and tune your car.
I'll go out there and play with something and see what happens. No. Better have someone know what they're doing. All right, David Snell, he's the tech guy. He knows, and he's got the article. David, where can people go to read all about this?
Let's go to my website, xsmartit.com, and click on my blog link and get all the information plus links to what's going on with this.
Very
worldwide.
Good. Excellent. Thanks, David.
Have a great day, guys.
You too.
You too. David Snell, our Tech Talk segment. We do it every week at this time on WATD.